business owners and executives from around the valley. This is Business Leaders with Lance Cardoza.
Good morning and thank you for watching Business Leaders. My name is Lance Cardoza. And first and foremost, we'd like to thank our sponsor making this episode possible, Flooring Liquidators, bringing you the most incredible flooring that you'll find throughout the valley and all over the state, Flooring Liquidators. And our Fresno Grizzlies. They're doing really good on the field. You got to go down to Chichansey Park and catch a Fresno Grizzlies game. Today, I have a company that I'm so excited about, a restaurant here in Fresno, that when I first found this restaurant, we were on a taco tour. Was out just seeing some of the best taco trucks, and I remember a friend of ours, David Suarez, that said, hey, have you ever heard of Mike's Pizzeria? You got to come in and check this place out. And everybody said, where is it? So it's right here in the parking lot. We went inside, and I'm telling you, some of the best Italian food. You think it's just pizza, but it's the best. Sauces from scratch, incredible place. Been around since the 1960s, I believe 1962 or 63. Right. But Peter D'Annunzio, you'll correct me on that. Sauces from scratch, incredible stuff. Mike was your father, correct?
Correct, yep.
Peter, tell me about growing up in that business, now many years in that business. Tell me a little bit about Mike's Pizzeria.
Well, when my parents first got started, Mike's Pizzeria was takeout delivery, and it was my parents and with a couple of employees, and we pretty much hung out there with them. That was our babysitter, you know? And so we hung out and started folding boxes and, you know, trying to keep us busy with something to do. And next thing you know, we're making pizzas as, you know, young kids.
Oh, yeah.
But it was fun. It was exciting. Later on, my dad acquired the bar next to him. So then it became Mike's Pizzeria, Mike's Cocktail Lounge. Food was being served in the lounge area also. So that now started a dining aspect of it besides takeout and delivery.
Yeah.
And then the menu started growing and so on and so forth. But that was in, 60s, and they moved in 75.
75. And you're located, so people watching here on Business Leaders?
West, the corner of West and Shields.
West and Shields. Yep. The thing that I was impressed about, so when we did our tour and we went in there, we were already stuffed.
Yeah.
But then you were bringing out the, getting us to try the best. And we were so full leaving your place because it was just, it's that good home cooking. If you imagine going to a Italian grandmother's house and having some really good food that's going to fill you up, that's what you'll find at Mike's Pizzeria. And so a lot of the history of your father and your family, meals from scratch?
Yeah, pretty much. Everything they've learned, they both were from Italy, so whatever they learned in Italy, they brought here. My grandfather had an Italian restaurant called Italian Village on Fresno and Belmont. So he had that for a short period of time. He was a cook also back in Italy, and they brought their talent here, you know.
Wow.
All their cooking techniques, jarring, which we don't really do today for the business, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, they had ways of, you know, homemade sausage, drying sausage, you know, almost like making salami. You know, different techniques that they grew up with.
Yeah.
They kind of implemented, you know, with our kids.
Yeah.
Growing up, and that, you know, I mean, we don't do it today, of course, for the business, but you know, that's what we were growing up with,
and that's what you started with. Yeah, the quality of the food.
Everything was homemade. Nothing was really, a lot of the stuff wasn't available in stores.
Yeah,
and then later on, it came, you know, pre-made meals, frozen meals.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The other thing impressed me too when we went in there too. I even said to Dave at that time, I said, "Who owns this place?" He said, oh, he's right here. This Peter, you were up there meeting with some of the customers there at the bar. And I'm like, oh, this is great. I want to meet the guy. And I had met you that night.
I do remember that evening. Yeah, I think you guys had a couple more taco stops to make, too.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. We went around. We were on this taco tour. And we were hitting some of the best taco trucks in the valley. But it was like, it was amazing. That was the thing I remember the most.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, several times thinking about having you on the show. I'm so glad you came on Business
right.
Leaders
Thank
to
you.
Tell your story.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot to be said, the business of the restaurant business alone, and having this many years since the 60s with your family. I can name a few out there like Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood and,
exactly.
and others, the Chico family and other companies that have been around for years. But Mike's Pizzeria and doing this, it's not for the faint of heart to be an entrepreneur and be in the restaurant business. Especially today, especially post-COVID and during COVID, trying to figure out what to do. Walk me through that, the many years of this legacy
well,
of
Mike's Pizzeria. Well, I think you have to be somewhat raised in it, you know, or you have to start early enough and learn how different businesses, different restaurants operate and what their, you know, what they'd like to serve the people, their style, concept, you know. So everyone has an idea, and it's just a trial. You know, you get, unless you're a huge corporation where you're going to throw a lot of money towards that to do your market research, you know, figure out what this town needs or what it's lacking. So people have a lot of ideas, and when you get in there, it's the restaurant business. Regardless if you're going to sell it this way or that way, or they're sitting or standing, if it's delivered, at the end of the day, it all has to be done a certain way, and people have to be happy, and it has to be priced right, and value, you know, all that's super, super important.
And I think you're there talking to your customers. I think that's a big piece.
Yeah, we've always, that restaurant's always been very personable. Someone from the family was always there. I've had, you know, my brothers, sisters, parents, you know, some came and went. I just happened to be the one that got left behind there, I guess. I'm still there, you know what I mean?
You're the one who got left behind.
Yeah, yeah.
So talk to me about some of the quality food. You hear Mike's Pizzeria, and you've said this, dispelling the myth, it's not just pizza, but it's just Italian cuisine.
Again, when my parents got started, it was pizza, sandwich, calzone, pasta, you know, but it was delivery and takeout.
Yeah.
When we got into the dining part of it, that's when people started, you know, expecting more of a dining experience, different foods, and they were always confused by hearing Mike's Pizzeria, thinking, oh, we'll go in for pizza. Yeah. You know, and then they found out later on, oh, wow, they have all these other foods. Yeah. So that was always a tough marketing challenge, you know, with with trying to, we put the Danuzzo name out there. We were always, I remember my dad doing this for years and years, always trying to advertise Italian dinners, fresh, homemade. You know, and you hear these words a lot in advertising.
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to hear fresh, quality, good value. You know, those are what things that people want to hear. But there's some truth to that, of course. You know, it has to be fresh. You have to have a good value.
Yeah.
And you have to have the quality. But when you're the one saying it, it doesn't carry its weight. It's better when other customers can walk around and say, oh, you've got to go try this place.
Have you tried it? Like David did. Have you ever tried it?
Yeah.
You have to experience it. Come in here and check it out with me.
And it's a unique place also because of the history that we have there. You know, a lot of the regulars, they grew up there. We're on third generation with some of these customers.
Wow. When we return, I want to talk about, you mentioned the calzone. And the calzone, they're just incredible. You've won awards for it. It's amazing stuff. When we come back here at Business Leaders, we'll talk about that with Mike's Pizzeria, with Peter. That and more. We'll be right back with Business Leaders. Don't go away. Right here on KMPH, Fox 26. Welcome back to Business Leaders. My name is Lance Cardoza, sitting here with Peter Danuzzo. With, and I probably messed up your name, Peter, did I?
No, that's correct.
I got close. Okay. So and Mike Pizzeria, just incredible food. And we were talking about, just before the break, the calzone. And I got to experience the calzone that night. Just everything that you had was just it's like you're taking a step back in time with some good food that you grew up on. When you went out to a nice Italian restaurant and you had it for the very first time, you got to experience it. I did that night at Mike's Pizzeria. You mentioned during the commercial break that you like to hear, you know, what people like out there, and because that's what you listen to.
It's a comparison, you know, of what we do and what style you like, and then I say, oh, you should try it this way or try it that way, or, you know, we could make it thinner and crispier or thicker and fluffier, you know.
Yeah.
We can alter some of those things, too, to get your style.
Yeah. And I hear about your style when people talk about a good pizza pie, and they're talking about from New York, and they're like, oh, if you haven't been here to New York, you haven't had pizza. And then I've heard several people, when I mentioned your restaurant, Mike's Pizzeria, they've said, oh, that's New York style. That's the good stuff. Talk to me about that, the different styles. Like you said, there's all sorts of different styles and tastes. Talk to me a little about that.
Yeah, so our pizza is, it starts off in a pan, and then it goes onto the deck of the oven just to finish it. So a lot of them will start, like we'll do a margarita pizza. You know, we have a pesto pizza, things like that. They're put right on the stone, you know, or sometimes with a screen.
Yeah.
So that just changes the texture of the dough when you're cooking it that way. It's a thinner pizza.
Okay.
Then they have the deep dish. Of course, we don't do that, but that's a whole different pizza. It's
yeah.
more in a pan, like a bread.
Yeah.
You know,
it's more of a Chicago style pizza.
Yeah, Chicago style deep dish. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, a lot of people like that, but if you don't like all that bread, then you know you might tend to stay away from that and go with, you know, margaritas. So that's why I say when we find out what style you like, we can direct you. You know, you should try it this way or that way, or have the margarita. You know, and sometimes people are confused because they'll think, well, that's just a cheese pizza. What's the difference from a cheese pizza? But it's the way you cook it. It's the way you bake it. The thickness, thinness. And, you know, pizza back east, I've been there. I've had it. It's excellent. But that New York style pizza is kind of what we do. You know, a traditional New York style.
Beautiful stuff. It's really, really good. If you haven't tried it, and again, if you're watching here on Business Leaders, sitting here talking with Peter and Mike's Pizzeria. Mike was your father. And a long family history, been around since early 60s
Correct.
In the business of the restaurant business. The California Restaurant Association has recognized your restaurant on several occasions, and the people that are your consumers have said that you need to be recognized with talk to me about that and what that means to your family in all these years, because a lot of hard work has been put into this.
Well, what I like about California Restaurant Association Awards is they're from your peers.
Yeah.
So restaurateurs all in the Valley will vote for what they feel is the best Italian, best Mexican, best Chinese.
Yeah.
And then they narrow it down to four, and then they come up with, a first place winner. And so we were super proud to have that award many, many times through the years. Always in pizza, but I think they acknowledged us as Italian at the same time, even though we were in the pizza categories most of the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, I'm super stoked for that. A lot of it, too, some of these contests are done with popularity. You know, the more stores you have, the easier it is to become number one.
Yeah.
You know, chains and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought, you know, California Restaurant Association had a nice way of coming up with the best of the Valley, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said, super proud of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, many years in a row.
I've noticed when I was in there, I saw your awards on the wall,
yeah.
And then hearing about it as you were coming in today. Tell me a story, because I know you've had celebrities that have stopped in. You've had people that have come out of town just to come. When they come to Fresno, they come to Mike's Pizzeria. Do you have a story from the past of something that you were sort of blown away by that said, wow, we made that much of an impact?
Yeah, when you say celebrities, I have a few on the wall that were not there, you know, but I had met, you know, and we'd take a photo and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that come through from different states to visit. They've heard about us. Some have moved away. And so since we're still there, they still come back and revisit whenever they're in town. I mean, I've had some ladies say, you know, they lived in Visalia. They told the sisters, told each other, when you're going down 99 and you stop in there, just pick me up a calzone. Don't call and ask. Just do it.
Just
and
do it.
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
I'll do anytime you're going
through. So, you know, there's a lot of people that have that packed. And because they moved away, and I don't think you can get that flavor anywhere else. It's unique.
When you were a young guy running around the restaurant, folding pizza boxes, do you remember one of the probably influencers in your family that you said that I'm pretty good at this, you know, I'm good at this business, and it's in our family's blood? Was there a certain person? Was it your father or somebody in the
family?
Pretty
much my parents. Yeah, they were my mentors. You know, as far as they taught us the business, they taught us cooking, they taught us you know, basically how to treat people, customers. You know, you have to be friendly, you've got to put yourself out there. I mean, you know, they just, even without realizing they were teaching us. You know,
yeah.
At the same time, you kind of just learn it growing up. I always say it's comparable to being raised on a farm. You know, you had your chores, you did whatever, and next thing you know, you find out you're my age and you're a farmer.
You're the farmer. How'd that happen?
And you just woke up and went to work every day, and there you are. Yeah.
And just did it. But, proud moment that you've experienced, and I know being recognized by your peers is really big, but a proud moment that you've had during your history with Mike's Pizzeria?
Well, the CRA again did the Lifetime Achievement Award on the family, so that was really, really big. You get a lot of awards from the state, recognition, you know, from city council members, senators. You know, I thought it was a really big deal. You know, you have to get up there, and you know, they've changed it a little bit here and there, but really did. That was a big impact.
Awesome.
Yep.
When we come back, Peter, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the business of being a restaurant, and also some advice you'd give to somebody else thinking about starting their restaurant. We'll be right back with more Business Leaders here with Mike's Pizzeria. Welcome back to Business Leaders. I got to remind everybody, it's that time of the year. Nominations are rolling in for the 40 under 40. If you have somebody you want to nominate under the age of 40 that's made an impact in the Central Valley, go to 40U40.com. That is 40U40.com. Write a 250-word description on why they should be recognized, and then maybe you'll have an honoree in this year's 2023 40 under 40. The celebration will happen in December, and we're excited to recognize that new class. Nominations will close July 31st. So get those nominations in again at 40U40.com. Sitting here with Peter DeNunzo with Mike's Pizzeria. You know, we were talking about during the break, one of the exciting things when you see families come back, you haven't seen in many years, the sort of excitement on their face, like, hey, it still looks the same. It's the restaurant
I
remember.
We're still on that corner, and they're able to come back and kind of revisit the restaurant, have memories from their childhood.
The same experience maybe they had when from that childhood.
Well, they'd come in to celebrate. They'll have like elementary school reunions there. You know, I always get a group of people and say, what are you guys doing? And they said, it's our reunion. And I thought, like, high school reunion. You know, these are older guys. And I said, no, elementary. Right down the street, they all went to Roding. You know, and I'm thinking, wow. You know, years of stuff like that that people are able to come back and, you know, revisit.
Does that motivate you each day, getting out of
bed
and getting
down to
the restaurant?
I mentioned, too, off the break, because that's one of the reasons why we stayed where we're at, is people know, our customers know where we're at, even if they've moved out of state for 10, 15, 20 years. When they return or visit, they come in and they're picking up food because it's just, it's one of the things that they remember growing up with, and they just want to relive that.
Yeah.
So that kept us there. You know.
Yeah, and people know where to find you. They'll go back to where they remember seeing you. And I know there's somebody right here watching Business Leaders, and they can catch this episode. If you missed something, you can go to businessleaders.tv, and you can be able to catch this episode and other episodes. But Peter, tell them, if they're watching for the very first time, they haven't been to Mike's Pizzeria, where did they go? And do you have a website, social media? How do they find you?
Well, social media, of course, a website, Mike's Pizzeria and Lounge, .com. You know, we do a Grubhub delivery service, DoorDash, so there's ways to have it delivered. We don't particularly have a delivery service except for those two that I mentioned. We do catering, so there's a lot of ways to get Mike's Pizzeria. Otherwise, you just get on the 99 or the 41 if you're living up north or down south or, you know, east or west, and figure out where Weston Shields is, because I know the town has grown drastically in the last, 50, 60 years. So we used to be just right in the center of town when my parents first got started, and of course, town has grown tremendously. But now with the freeways, and we get people coming in from Sanger and, you know, Clovis. You know, not huge travel, but still, it's a little ways out for them.
Oh, yeah, but it's totally worth it.
Either dine in or take out, you know, whatever you feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have a little banquet room, so there's always that, too.
I love that the story of the lady that said, if you're ever passing through Fresno, and they live in Visalia, I think you said, no matter what, don't call me, text me, ask me.
Just pick it up.
Pick it up. A calzone, bring it, because
I
want it. That's when you know you have something.
Yeah.
You know, when someone just has that desire. It makes me think about it. I mean, you might see me there tonight.
Yeah.
And go down there. But that calzone's amazing. I know, everybody here on the station now is
mouthwatering. And we do like homemade raviolis. I know a lot of restaurants are probably not doing homemade food like that.
Yeah.
I've got a machine, so of course I'd rather have them handmade than made with a machine, but it's just too much work. But anyway, we do our own raviolis, several different types, and people come in for the holidays for that. Customers will call and say, hey, I want to get a box of raviolis along with my Christmas dinner and, Thanksgiving. And, so there's a little bit of tradition with that, too. We'll sell our meatballs, sausages, bread.
I know your sauce is exceptional.
Sauce is also available.
Really exceptional.
Yeah.
And just old recipes from your mother and father?
Yep, it's the same. It's the same recipe. I mean, we really don't change. Sometimes you have to alter.
Yeah.
Sometimes products will even change on you, and you have to find maybe a different ingredient. I know one of the examples was we used to use raw bacon and raw sausage on the pizza, which I think offers a lot more flavor.
Yeah.
But there was a time where people got really worried about maybe being a little pink, it's not fully cooked. So they, you know, yeah. burgers being cooked medium rare became a no-no, yeah. you know. So some of those things will change. So now we'll have a pre-cooked sausage for that particular, okay. you know, item, let's say.
Good. Do you have a favorite? I know you've probably tried everything on the menu. And the last thing you probably want to eat is your own food from your restaurant, being there your whole career.
Well, I've eaten there my whole life.
Your whole life. Yeah. You've tried everything. Yeah. But is there one thing that's like the go-to?
You know, calzone, but when people are craving lasagna or I'm craving a sausage sandwich, when they walk in, you can't really sell them anything else because that's what they've been craving and that's what they're coming in. Or, you know, they'll say, what's good? And they'll say, well, what do you like? Well, I really want that meatball sandwich, you know. And so next thing you know, that's what they're going to get.
That's what they're going
to
get.
You know, you try talking to them about maybe different pastas or homemade ravioli or lasagna.
They're not
hearing it. Yeah. It's just that they go, I'm going to get the sandwich this time or whatever. Yeah. So they'll bounce around. I mean, my favorite is really all those items that are on the menu. I will tweak them so that's way it'll make me think I'm eating something different, you know. But I'll do something different to that sandwich just to give it a different flavor.
Change it up a little bit. And then
you get to try new items, you know.
Yeah.
You know, hey, how about if I did that with this? And so you play with it. Yeah.
I love it. Peter? It was a pleasure having you on the program. And where do they find you? What corner?
Weston Shields.
Mike's Pizzeria.
West, but just right off of Shields.
Incredible food. You have to go down and check it out, Mike's Pizzeria. That's all the time we have. If you'd like to catch this episode, go to businessleaders.tv. I'd like to thank Justin and Jen behind the camera and back pushing the buttons. Jen, we'll talk to you next week.